Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In many parts of the country, the air is getting crisper, the leaves are starting to turn colors, and many little ones have begun the official countdown for trick-or-treating. For the pro-life movement, the changing of the seasons represents a time to fire the engines running full board and get back to work. The month of October has traditionally been set aside by all of us in the Right to Life movement as Respect Life Month. Falling after the end of the summer and the hustle and bustle of getting back into the swing of things in September, designating October as Respect Life Month provides us the perfect opportunity to hold events which celebrate the gift of life and educate our communities about the sanctity of human life. So what can you do this month to help raise awareness about the life issues and educate others? Many communities hold events in October which serve as profound silent witness to the tragedy of abortion and its daily impact on our society. If your local Right to Life chapter is holding an event, consider volunteering an hour of your time to provide a witness to your community. Respect Life Month is also a great time to go to your church pastor and ask permission to have a table in the back of church after services 1 week to provide members of the congregation with educational information about the life issues. Among the items you can offer are the fact sheets offered by our National Right to Life Educational Trust Fund and our full-color fetal development brochure, A Baby's First Months. Having a stack of National Right to Life News, the pro-life newspaper of record, is also helpful. Sports practices, rehearsals, parent meetings, and work keep our schedules packed when school is back in session. If you have a limited amount of time to donate, check in with your local Right to Life organization and find out what activities and events they have going on throughout the month. Maybe you have an hour a week that you can volunteer and assist the local organization. Every minute, every hour that we devote to saving unborn children makes a difference. Every task, no matter how minute or small it may seem, has a tremendous impact. Resolve to discuss the pro-life issues with family, friends, and neighbors in conversation. You may want to brush up on the latest developments. If so, see the links at prolifeperspective.com. Never be afraid of sharing the facts about unborn children and their development in their mother's womb. By providing a positive, life-affirming witness to the sanctity of life, you can individually touch hearts and change minds. Use Respect Life Month to have more of those conversations. Work together with the local Right to Life chapter and the local schools to bring pro-life speakers in to speak with the students about fetal development and the impact of abortion on their generation. Very often, a peer who is already active in the pro-life movement and an eloquent speaker can provide one of the best outlets because students can be far more attentive to their peers. As an alternative, consider working with the local organization to hold a special event just for your community's high school students. The Roe generation is the one most impacted by abortion on demand, and they represent the future in our fight to protect innocent human life. It's amazing how far a little pizza can go to bring students together to hear a pro-life speaker. Indeed, the same is true for many adults. The bottom line? Use October and Respect Life Month to take a more active role in our efforts to save unborn children. If you're already involved, use this month to redouble your own efforts. Selflessly working together, we are making and will continue to make a difference. Thank you for all you do to protect the most vulnerable members of our society. Thank you for joining me today on Pro-Life Perspective. If you've missed any recent episodes, you can always download them from our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. And as always, feel free to email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.